KSL News Time 729 emergency triple team traffic, starting with you, Andy.
Brian, we have another accident report, another crash on I-15 in Orem. That makes four or five total this morning between University Parkway and 1600 North that have happened. I'm seeing slowing on both directions of the freeway in Orem and Linden as we've got very slippery conditions. And then roads get worse as you head north from Pleasant Grove just to get to SR-92. That's going to take you 30 to 35 minutes of slow and go, stop and go traffic, and it is very icy. In fact, now it looks like we may have a crash on northbound I-15 near that 500 East exit. I'm not seeing any traffic get by. It looks like crews are trying to push the vehicle over to the shoulder, Eric.
And we have that other accident that had stopped traffic altogether for a while. That was I-80 westbound, right between the 1300 East and 700 East exits. Right now, it's still really stopped up things, but you do have three lanes getting through. The backup, though, well past Sugar House, right when you move past 2300 East, that's when you're going to start slowing down. I-15, meanwhile, in Salt Lake County, very slow as you move your way up from Draper into Sandy. Len Thomas?
Well, Eric, the Davis County Drive proceeds in a little bit better shape with just a little bit less ice out there. A spot of slowing, though, from Antelope Drive to Hill Field as the commute starts to pick up speed. Then again, 200 North and Kaysville onto Lagoon, and you're seeing a little bit of sluggish action Bountiful into the Salt Lake City area. You've got some signal problems all directions, 500 West at 400 North in Bountiful. Lee's Heating and Air is now scheduling furnace tune-ups for just $59. Call 801-747-LEES. That's 801-747-LEES. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.